From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia criticizes U.S. policy. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. A senior U.S. administration official tells VOA what the president put forward is not a military-only strategy. A suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed several people, including two police officers, and wounded many others during Friday prayers. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish confirmed that at least one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the mosque, while several others stormed inside. Islamic State claimed responsibility. An eyewitness says he saw at least three women and several children wounded and lying on the floor during the incident. Family members of those still in the mosque gathered outside. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine. More from VOA's Carla Babb at the Pentagon.
The Ukrainians in general have wanted more and more support with even lethal weapons. The problem with it on the United States side, however, is that there are two camps, essentially. There's the one camp that feels like it is morally right to provide Ukrainians with the tools that they need to support themselves and protect themselves from what is clearly determined by many is Russian aggression. There is another camp, however, that acknowledges this point, but then worries that providing such weapons would provoke Russia and escalate the conflict further, causing even more Ukrainians to die. So it puts the United States in a very difficult position.